Proverbs chapter 17. Proverbs chapter number 17, verse number 22. The Bible says this, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." I will preach tonight, if God be my help, for a few minutes on this thought, a happy heart and a happy home. Amen. A happy heart and a happy home. Now, there's some things that we need, amen, to be well. There's some things that we need to be satisfied in our hearts and our lives. And, you know, we're running around today, and they're telling us all that during this pandemic that we have, and they say we're going through, that we need to be vaccinated. Amen. And I want to say, praise God, what God's telling us in the Word of Truth is He has a vaccine that's there to take care of all of your ailments. Amen. God has a vaccine for us today, praise God. It'll get us past the mully grubs and get us to a place where we can get help from the Lord. He said, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine." Now, God don't expect us to go around downtrodden, beat down all the time. Amen. We live in a time, in a world, in a place. Amen. Each one of us, we have our own burdens. We have the weights that we carry. We have the obstacles that we face, you and I alike. But the Lord would say this. I got to thinking about this. I'm going to tie three or four messages together here in about 15 minutes, and we'll let you go to the house. But the Lord told him in John chapter 14, He said, "Let not your heart be troubled." Now, when the Lord said that, He was speaking specifically to His disciples, those that were His. Amen. Those that had been following Him, Brother Bill, for 3.5 years. Jesus was speaking to them, and He was telling them, He was reiterating to them, He said, "Let not your heart be troubled." Now, He says, "your heart." So, He was talking to them. He said, "I don't want your heart to be troubled." Amen. I won't say the same God that they were following, the same Lord, praise God, the same God we have tonight. And He would not want our hearts to be troubled. He would not want us to be grieved and burdened down and held down and held back. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled." We don't need to have a troubled heart. We need to have a heart of rejoicing in the Lord. We ought to be rejoicing tonight for all that God's done for us. We ought to be rejoicing because what God's promises, God's have given us, and the promise that we have of what's coming in the days ahead. I tell you, I don't know about what's going to happen. I can't tell you, amen, but I tell you one thing. The Bible said it's going to get better farther on. One day in a little while, you and I is going to see the Lord high and lifted up in the portals of glory. Amen. One of these days, we're going to be there with Him where He is. He's going to prepare a place for Him, for us, and when one day we're going to get there. Amen. So He said, "Let not your heart be troubled." I'd say tonight, youngins, don't let your heart be troubled. Just rejoice in the Lord. Amen. We begin to see the Lord as He begins to speak to us. And we have a peace of heart when we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That faith, you realize faith didn't start, but you know where faith started at? Anybody ever thought about where the Bible starts talking about faith? Amen. Faith started plumb back in the Garden of Eden. Faith started plumb back, and you know, faith started even when God gave man a woman to be with Him. Amen. And when Adam would name Eve, praise God, and through faith, because what God had promised him, He said she would be the mother of all living. Amen. So Adam in faith believed that, and he named her Eve, which literally is the mother of all living. Amen. So faith started then, praise God, and God began to build on that, that we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. We believe in the God of heaven, amen, who made us, created us, put us in a place where we could worship Him in spirit and truth. Of course, we messed that up when we sinned, our forefathers sinned in the Garden of Eden, and we had to come out, they were cast out, go out and work by the spread of a sweat of our brow, amen, to try to make a living. Amen. So they got out there and got to working in the sweat of their brow to make a living. God Almighty was there with them. Even in that, God began to bless them and help them. And even in that, God didn't want them to be discouraged. He didn't want them to be troubled. He wanted them to be happy in the Lord. Amen. Happiness depends on what happens, but praise God, joy comes from the Lord, from knowing the Lord, praise God, and the free part of sin, knowing God is there with us to help us along the way. So we see the writer of Proverbs here, the old preacher. He begins to write these proverbs, and he begins to speak about a merry heart that doeth good like a medicine. Now, we've heard the old proverbial that laughter is the best medicine. Amen. Laughter makes you feel good inside. Laughter causes you to be encouraged and encouragers. Amen. Praise God. There's just something about laughing that makes a difference. George has got our little granddaughter, Allie, just a few months old, and George will get her on the phone with us, and he'll say some silly stuff or something to her, and boy, she'll just cackle and laugh out loud. And you know what? That's contagious, Brother Bill. You can't help but to laugh with her. Amen. It's like a medicine, praise God. It don't matter where you're at. Don't matter what you've been going through. Praise God, when that little one goes to life and in a cackling, praise God, at her daddy, glory be to God, you just have to laugh with her. Amen. So laughter is good. It's like a medicine. A merry heart, praise God. You know where a merry heart comes from? A merry heart comes from a cheerfulness of the soul. It works from the inside. We ought to have a merry heart. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, don't let that trouble, praise God, your face bog you down. He said, just keep a smile on your face. Keep pressing on because you know what's ahead. Amen. You know that the Lord's with you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll go through whatever you go, and we'll come out on the other side. We'll just shout together. He said, you'll have something to praise God for. You'll have something to rejoice in. And so we just have joy in our hearts, unspeakable. Praise God, full of glory, and just keep praising His holy name. So we see that cheerfulness of the soul, praise God, it makes a difference. It's like a medicine. It makes you feel good when your soul's cheered up. Amen. It comes from a witness, praise God, of a good conscience. Amen. Our consciousness, praise God, is what helps us to realize the goodness of God. Helps us to realize where we are, praise God. Who knows every aspect and fiber of our being, praise God, and is there for us to bring us along, praise, get victorious in the Lord. So it's an answer to a good conscience, a witness of a good conscience, praise God, which satisfies and stirs the soul, praise God. A merry heart, it's like a medicine. It encourages, praise God, cheers our souls, cheers us from the inside out, praise God, and makes us rejoice in the Lord. Amen. It comes from having a consciousness that knows the Lord Jesus Christ, a witness, praise God, of His goodness and His mercy and His love. That's always been there. Amen. Can you think about the darkest times of your life when you was going through that old dark valley? Praise God, in the consciousness you know that the Lord was there with you. They was a presence with you even in the harshest times of your life. That's the Lord, praise God, in the darkness of the night. That merry heart, praise God, that cheerfulness of the soul. That was encouraging us, praise God, and praise the Lord, not to be discouraged, not to be troubled. It was the same Lord that spoke to the disciples, that's speaking to you and I, to bring us through it, praise God, with cheer in our heart. Amen. He said, a merry heart, praise God, it's cheerful soul. He said, a merry heart doeth good. Amen. Now, what does it mean that a merry heart doeth good? Amen. It means it does good to the body. Amen. A merry heart does good to the body. Praise the Lord. It offers restoration, praise God. It offers a stirring revival in our hearts, in our lives, in our bodies. It offers preservation, praise God, from God Almighty. Amen. Because it comes to the very depths of our conscience, who we are, praise the Lord, and stirs us up from the inside. Amen. Praise God. If you ever get to stirring something up on the inside, it tends to want to flutter out to the outside. Amen? And the harder you stir it, the more it flutters out. Praise God. That's what God's trying to do for us. Praise God. He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, have a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Even physicians will testify, Brother Jeff, that a merry heart, that laughter, that a good attitude, praise God, is good for your body. Did you know that a good attitude, praise God, a merry heart will help you to heal? Amen. It's a proven fact that somebody with a positive attitude, a merry heart, rejoicing, praise God, heal faster and better than those people with the mully grubs. Amen. If you're going to get sick, you're going to get down, praise God, just go to rejoicing. And the Lord, He teaches us, praise God, it brings us out faster. It brings us out better. It brings us out in a different attitude. Amen. An attitude, Lord Jesus Christ, in Him and our hearts, our lives, praise God, and the satisfaction we have in knowing Him. So what are you saying? A cheerful attitude makes a difference in everything that we do. Amen. A cheerful attitude. It affects everybody around us. Have you ever thought about that? Now we go along and we claim to be Christians. We claim to love the Lord Jesus Christ, that He's the Lord of our hearts and our lives. And if we are, if we say so, then we ought to have a cheerful attitude. Because we've got some great and precious, exceeding great and precious promises that God's made us. Amen. We have promises that's been given to us that the world don't know about. We ought to be showing them in our life. We ought to be showing them in our attitude, praise God. A cheerful attitude, amen. But in having a cheerful attitude, glory to God, it ought to bring concern for the lost. Because, see, they just don't have that. You can't just work that up. You can't make that up. You can't manifest that in yourself. A cheerful attitude, praise God, a happy heart comes from knowing the Lord. It's from having a peace in your heart, a satisfaction of your consciousness, praise God, that brings you to a place where you can just rejoice no matter what's happening. Amen. Amen. Now, I know if somebody's had a tragedy in the family or something, we're not going to rejoice over that. And I'm not being naive, not being stupid. But I'm saying, praise God, no matter what happens, we have our faith and trust in the Lord, Brother Kevin, and we know that God's going to bring us through, and He's going to get glory out of it, and we just praise Him and give Him. Amen. We put our confidence in Him. We don't allow our hearts to become so troubled, praise God, that we get caught up in it. Amen. So we have a cheerfulness of attitude. And it brings a concern for the lost around us so that they can have the same cheerful attitude. Now it brings us to this subject, the way that we manifest ourselves to them. Amen. If you come in all the time, if you're all the time coming around with trouble on you, a troubled countenance, you always come around downtrodden, beat down, and discouraged. Hey man, guess what the people around you is going to be? We want our children, we want our loved ones, we want people around us to have joy in their hearts. We want them to have the Lord Jesus Christ. We want them to have a joy, rejoicing in Him. How can we have that if we're not rejoicing in Him? Amen. He said, the merry heart doeth good like a medicine. He says, it's good, praise God, to rejoice in your heart. It's like a medicine. But it's not only like a medicine for you, Brother Junior. It's a medicine for everybody around you. Everybody that comes in contact with you, praise God, gets a little dosed. Amen. I'm talking about a vaccine for everything that ails us, praise God, is a merry heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in Him, praise God, to be our Lord and our Savior, our Redeemer, and the keeper of our souls, to give us satisfaction in Him. Praise His holy name. Because a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Amen. He's about a broken spirit, dry at the bones. A broken spirit. That's sad. I think of a broken spirit. I think of something or someone that's sad. Someone that's discouraged. Someone with a sad countenance. Amen. You know the story. Remember the story of Nehemiah? He went before the king and he was a cupbearer. And he went and it was forbidden to go into the presence of the king as the cupbearer with a sad countenance. But Nehemiah couldn't help it because his spirit was yearning for the things of God. His spirit was broken because of the things. Brokenness because of things that happened to his people in the nature of Israel. And he went before the king and the king saw his sadness. His countenance was a sad countenance. And he asked him what he was doing. He said, hey, and he could have been killed for going into the presence of the king with a sad countenance. But the king had compassion. He asked him, he said, hey, you've never been like this before. What's going on? Amen. People know where we at, where we stand, how we are by our countenance. The way that we look, praise God. If we've got a sad countenance, amen, they're going to figure out something bad's going wrong. Amen. Something's going on with us, praise God. But the Bible says it drieth the bones. Amen. A sad countenance, a broken spirit, it's kind of like it takes the saps out the moisture, takes out the strength. It's kind of like a tree. If you think about the spirit of man, we're kind of like a tree and we're nourished from the roots. Amen. From the root and the stem of Jesse. Amen. It nourishes our soul. It satisfies us, praise God, and it meets every need. It goes out, the sap comes up through, and it goes out through the, it comes out of the ground, goes up through the between the bark and the hardwood inside. It goes up through that tree, and it nourishes the branches, which nourishes the limbs, which nourishes the leaves, which nourishes the fruit, or whatever's on that thing. And praise God, next thing you know, that tree's a thriving. God said it's the same way with us, and He said with a broken spirit, He said it's like somebody comes along, which is the devil, the accuser, and he takes a axe or a hatchet, and he chops around the tree and cuts off all the bark, which stops the flow from coming to the limbs and to the branches and the limbs and to the leaves and to the fruit, and all of a sudden that tree withers away. Amen. The writer here, he said, Mary heart doth good like a medicine. Praise God, it keeps the juices flowing. Amen. Keeps you stimulated, keeps you revived and stirred in your soul. He said, but a broken spirit drieth up the bones. We got to be very careful that we can't get downtrodden with a broken spirit. If you'll back up to Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs chapter 15, just to back a couple pages, probably in your Bible. And he says in verse 13, he says this, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but sorrow of heart, the spirit, but by sorrow of heart, the spirit is broken. Amen. He says that a merry heart, praise God. He said it gives a cheerful countenance. There'll be joy on your face. There'll be joy in your heart. There'll be a smile on your face. I like Miss Jean. She heard in Sunday school class. She said it's a bunch of smiling people, encouraging people, people that you'd like to see, like to be with, like to study with, like to have Sunday school with. Amen. A cheerful countenance. Amen. A cheerful countenance encourages others around us. Amen. Nothing like a smile. You know, you can say all kinds of things to people. If you say it with a smile, they'll just look at you and smile back. Amen. Even if you think somebody's sorry, no account, you tell me, you're just sorry, no account. And they'll say, you're right. Amen. And you just really told them what you thought of them. Amen. But if you do it with a smile, it changes everything. Praise the Lord. What if we got to telling people about Jesus with a smile on our face? We'll go around, amen, we'll pass out a track, we'll get to, he's, boy, I won't tell you about Jesus. Boy, he's pretty good. Really? Really? Something about that Jesus. He's all right. Like to see you saved. Amen. But if you go to them and say, hey, let me tell you about Jesus. Boy, he's been so good to me. He's blessed me and he's helped me. He's encouraged me. I want you to, would you take this and read it? Boy, it'll help your heart. Big smile on your face. Praise God. You know what they'll do? They'll want to look at it. They'll want to see it. Praise God. So they don't know what's going on with you. They'll say, somebody say, what do you got there? So I said, some crazy fella give it to me. I'm going to look at it and see what he's talking about. Seems like it's doing him all right. He's getting encouragement about it. A happy heart, praise God. Doeth good like a medicine. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. Amen, praise God. A heart, he goes on here and says, the heart of him that hath understanding. Now, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but a merry heart also is the heart of him that hath understanding. Amen. When we begin to understand how much the Lord loves us and He cares for us, praise God, then it's a heart of understanding. It ought to make us happy. Amen. God gives us understanding of who He is, the magnificence of His presence in our life. As God begins to pour it out on us and to us and upon us, that's why He would say, let not your heart be troubled. Say, praise God, I've got things to bring you out of trouble. Amen. I've got deliverance, praise God, I've got to give to you. And with a cheerful countenance, we begin to understand that, praise God, through the understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He said, through a heart that seeketh knowledge. Amen. A heart that seeketh knowledge. He said, for the heart of him who hath understanding and seeketh knowledge. Amen. When we get a heart of cheerful heart, to have a cheerful countenance, when we get a cheerful heart, praise God, we'll have a heart of understanding. We'll understand, praise God, this blessed old book's talking to us. That's like somebody says all the time, says, lay it on them, preacher. Lay it on them. But when we come to Port Bud Building, we say, lay it on me, preacher. Lay it on me. Tell me like it. What God got to say? A heart of understanding, praise God. A heart that's seeking the knowledge of God. Praise God. You know what that is? That's a merry heart. That's a heart of rejoicing. That's a heart, praise God, where we find a place where we can come and rejoice in the Lord. It's a heart that seeks understanding. It's a heart that wants the knowledge, wants to know more about our Lord. I don't know about you. I want to know more and more about Him. Amen. I know everything about me. I know how I am. Amen. Praise God. We know how we are. But I want to know how I can be more like my Savior. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, I don't want to know that. He said, yeah, I said, fool hearts feed on foolishness. Amen. Fool's hearts feed on foolishness. That's what He says. But we don't feed on fools. He said, but the mouth of the fools feedeth on foolishness. We don't feed on foolishness, praise God. We feed on the truth. Amen. The truth makes you free. Praise God. I bet God gives us truth and we feed on that truth that He gives us. We take it to heart. We believe it. We stand upon it, praise God, and God blesses us with it. That's a vaccination we need. That's what fixes all that ails us, is the hope that we have in Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. A heart. Amen. But He says, He goes on in verse 15 of Proverbs 15. And He says, all the days of the afflicted are evil. Now He's speaking about all these days of the afflicted. He said, He's talking about those who are troubled in their hearts and troubled in their minds. You know, your mind will give you a fit. Amen. If you let the devil get to rolling around in your mind, he'll give you a fit. Amen. That's why we got it. We're not to make room for the devil. That's why we're supposed to seek His knowledge, praise God, with a cheerful countenance, seek His knowledge and His wisdom and understanding from the Lord, so that our mind can be a rolling around the things of God. Amen. And that way, when you get to rolling around things of God, He's bigger than the devil, praise God, and the things get to rolling around in your mind, and it steamrolls over the things of the devil. Pushes them out of the way, praise God, gets rid of them so that you can thank the good things from above. Amen. He said, the days of affliction are evil. Now, he's talking about evil. He's talking about tedious and uncomfortable. I mean, they're not good. They're not things that we would readily want in our lives. Amen. We wouldn't want to have them in there because they're uncomfortable. But the Bible says, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. A merry heart. A heart that is merry. Now, he's talking about to be composed and to be quiet. Amen. Our hearts ought to be composed and quiet in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A merry heart will be composed. It'll delight itself even in afflictions. Amen. Because God is still God. And no matter what I'm going through here, praise God, He's still God. He's still on the throne, praise God. He still loves me, He cares for me, and He's promised to make me a place and take me there one day. So no matter how deep affliction we go through, Brother Bill, here in this world, God has got this, praise God. He's going to bring us through it, and we're just going to shout a continual praise God, praise for the Lord. Even in times of affliction, praise His holy name. He's going to bring us out. He's going to bring us through into a place of, a continual feast. Now, He's saying that He's going to bring us to a place where there'll be a constant and consistent satisfying of the soul. Hello? Somebody ought to just shout. Amen. A constant satisfying of the soul. God says that's what He's wanting. That's where He brought us to. He said, a merry heart hath a continuous feast, a continual feast. He said, that old depressed mind and the circumstances, God has moved out of the way. And praise God, He's put in its place a state of satisfaction in the Lord Jesus Christ where we can lay and no matter what happens to us, praise God, we know that God's got us, He loves us. And one day, in a little while, praise God, we're going to be shouting in the portals of glory in the presence of the Lord all the days of our life. We'll leave here only to begin to live over yonder. Man, we're going to be having us a time. Praise the Lord. He said, let not your heart be troubled. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Man, doctor, you might say it, it's been doctor approved. Amen. Hey, praise God. That rejoicing heart, a merry heart in the Lord, praise God, has been doctor approved. It satisfies. It works. It's like a medicine. It doeth the body good. Amen. Praise God. We oughtn't to have the mully grubs. We oughtn't to be caught down. But we ought to be satisfied in the Lord, praise God. Banqueting in the things of God. That continual feasting, that's a banquet. Amen. We ought to be rejoicing, feasting, and feeding on the good things of God. Just as though He's brought us out that He might bring us in. Amen. I think of all the people and all throughout history that God Almighty has touched. And how He's brought them out. He says He brings them out. And Jeremiah says He brings them out so that He can bring them in. Amen. That's what God does. That in Psalms, in 126 Psalm, let me just finish tonight with this, 126 Psalm, the Bible says this. Now this is a song of degrees. Now that means it was written, it was a song of degrees, it was a song of ascension. It was a song that they would sing to one another as they was going up to worship the Lord. Amen. You might say they were songs of encouragement, songs of praise as they would go up. In the 126th Psalm, it says this, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Amen. It was utopia in their soul. See, what they would have been asking for and praying for, God had come down, praise God, and made it happen for them. They had come out, praise God, and they were coming out with a shout. They were coming out with praise upon their lips because God delivers again. How many times has God delivered us youngins? How many times has He brought us out? And I want to say He's not through yet. He's same yesterday and tomorrow. Praise God, He'll be the same forever and He'll continue to bring us through. Amen. You say, how do you know? Because it's a promise. He said, when the Lord turned again the captive Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with what? Laughter. How could they laugh? Because they were rejoicing in their heart. Their soul was satisfied. Their consciousness, praise God, of soul was revived and stirred. They knew who it was that had their back. They knew who it was that brought them out. They knew who it was who had delivered them. They knew who it was, praise God, and whom they could call and whom they could trust. Amen. They come out with their mouth filled with laughter. They come out filled with a merry heart. Amen. You say, how do they know they was filled, preacher? Because said they were, their mouth was filled with laughter, said it was coming out of them. Praise God. They were laughing and praising and giving God glory. And our tongue, not only was our mouth filled with laughter, He said, and our tongue with singing. Praise God. Lifting up their voice and hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. Can you imagine? I'd like to have been a fly on the wall. I'd like to have been able to see them as they was marching up out of there, as they was coming up out of Egypt, as coming up out of a bitter bondage, as they was coming up out of from Babylon, praise God, and after the dispersal. I just love to see it, praise God, as God brought them out and delivered them. And the folks was coming up and they was coming out and they were going up to worship, praise God, and they was a-laughing and rejoicing and singing praises to God. You said, Pastor, what difference does that make? I want to say something tonight. The devil has a hard time countering that. Amen. Amen. When you get to laughing and rejoicing and praising God, the devil don't have, he ain't a thing in the world he can do with that. Amen. He can try to discourage you and try to trip you up and try to bring you down, praise God. But when you're rejoicing and praising God, he goes on and says, then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. Amen. They began to cry out to the heathen, to lost people, to those that was unbelievers. The Lord hath done great things for them. And they said, the Lord hath done great things, watch this, for us. Amen. Wherefore, we are really sad. No, that's not what it says. It says, wherefore, or whereof, we are glad. Amen. He said, we're coming out and we're coming out rejoicing. We're coming out singing. We're coming out praising and worshiping. A merry heart doth good like a medicine. Amen. Praise God. It brought them out victorious. They was singing praises to God as they was ascending up to worship Him. Amen. You say, well, preacher, sound me like they're already worshiping. You know how you worship God? You come with a mind to worship. Amen. The reason they could worship God in spirit and truth is they come with a mind to worship. They come ready to worship. They come loaded to worship. They come with a happy heart. See, a happy heart tonight, it makes a happy home. Amen. When we have happiness in our heart, it goes forth from it. People can see it. But I wonder tonight, what do we have that folks in our house can see? Do we go around with the mully grubs all the time? We go around sad and troubled? Amen. Or do we go around with happiness and joy in our hearts? Joy that people can see. Praise God. Joy that rubs off. Joy that makes a difference. David saying Psalm 51, praise God, in verses 10 through 12, he said, I want to have joy in my heart, Lord. I want to have joy in rejoicing. I want your presence with me. Amen. He said, I want to be renewed in the spirit. Praise God. You know what David was saying? David said, Lord, I want to have a happy heart. Amen. I want to have happiness in my heart. Amen. I want to have happiness in my home. Now you think about that tonight. Happiness in your heart. Happiness in your home. Now the Bible says that our heart is the seat of affections. Amen. Our heart is where our home is. The Bible teaches that's where truth lives. Amen. We ought to have happiness in our heart. If we have happiness in our heart, Brother Billy, now listen to me, then there'll be happiness in the home. Amen. You say, preacher, why are you pointing at Shell? Because this is the home of the Spirit. This is the home of the soul. This is where God dwells. Amen. So he said, if we got a happy heart, he said, we'll have a happy home. This home will be happy. But let me tell you what else will happen. The home, the dwelling where you live, will be a happy place also. Amen. Amen. That's what God desires to give us. But it starts with a happy heart. It starts with this happy home in order to have that happy home. Amen. And God says, I set it up that way. He said, that's the way it is. That's the way it works. Praise God.